Greetings, it's 2:15 in the afternoon on Saturday the 12th of July. You're listening to All One Word and we're in Salisbury Marketplace, and this is going to be a bit of a soundscape recorded in mono, unfortunately, on my iPhone 5S. Here you go. I wouldn't recommend eating in Starbucks. Not because it's a, not because it's a ripoff. Come on, yeah, yeah.
Harry.
Harry, son.
We're gonna get a drink. Is it a complete ripoff? Is it? Because I've never looked.
I just think it's expensive for what it is, you know. El burrito. Look, burrito there. Burrito stand. Hey, it's really busy today, isn't it? Some cash money. Cash money. Oh, yeah. Is that bat on a stick? My mate in the Royal Navy, who has a burrito is a £5. A taco is a £4. My mate in the Royal Navy is married a Thai woman. She can't really speak English. And olive tree. And he says kids in this country eat like, you know, sweets and whatnot. In Thailand they eat a bat on a stick. Cooked, of course. Harry, up here. Mushrooms. New Forest wild and exotic mushrooms. Heading towards Reeves the Baker's to sit outside. Is there a seat? Yes, there is. Vo. I'll get the chairs. Do you want me to get the... I'll move this stuff. Do we have to sit on this side? I want to sit there.
Okay, you can sit there.
In the shade. Right, you... hold this. Don't touch. Okay? I'll get the chairs.
Just give me that. You will get the chair.
So I've got you all,
get your concrete
level. Is it true? Yeah. I think that's true.
They haven't really arranged this scenery very well, have they?
No, not really.
Right, there's a frappe, you've got coffee.
How do you know that? I seriously doubt it. Oh, oh, I see it's been in the sun, it's flipping roasting. Oh, they've gone under. The coffee place.
What do you want?
Cappuccino. I'll have a hot drink on this hot day because that's sensible. And I'm dehydrated. Might have something to do with the 9 bottles of Weiss beer I had last night. Oh! Oh! They're on wheels. Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know what they got, but yeah. I don't know what they've got. I don't want. No, I don't want anything like that. Sarah, if they've got a flat drink as well, I'll have that. Yeah. Right then. So, you've got. Which is your book?
No.
Jurassic Poop. Dinosaur poo.
Well, that's
yes, it is dinosaur poo. You have picked a book about dinosaur poo. Jurassic Poop. What dinosaurs and others left behind? It was close. Pigeons. I know they're pigeons, but they're vermin. Oh. He's selling fruit and vegetables. That man on the other side of that tent. All my life, that sun is hot. Yeah, we've both got sunglasses, haven't we?
I got
sweater. Daddy should really have a cap on as well.
I have a cap.
I know. You keep the sun off your head and it's good. But Daddy was going to buy... Did you see the cap Daddy tried on in the sports shop? It was just too white. It was just white and it would get dirty. Need a different colour so the muck doesn't show up. It was a nice cap, but it was just white. It wouldn't stay white for very long. Is it what?
Different colour.
They had it like a grey one. I didn't like the grey one.
Did they have the white?
They had a white one and a grey one, and I didn't like the grey one. And the white one was just white. It'll get dirty really easily. So, I'll have to... I think that man needs to shout a bit louder. Any bowl of fruit for £1. Yep. I wonder if he's got a bowl of strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
I think he might just be selling apples... And oh, the sun's gonna be in a cloud, that's better. Oh god. It's hot there, is it? Why don't you sit on this seat out of this? Sit on this seat here, and it's out the sun. Is the seat hot though? No? No. Jurassic Poo.
Oh, it really is about poo as well. It's a dinosaur poo. And more dinosaur poo. This actually really is a book about poo. It looks quite interesting. Oh.
Read it. That's an apple, isn't it?
Where? A pear.
Oh. What's that? Dinner.
Meat.
Meat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Frog. A knife.
Uh-huh. What's this? Pepper.
Pepper. What's that?
I don't know. Peas.
Peas. I don't know. What are those?
Carrots.
Carrots. I like carrots. Hey, what are those?
Hey. America's first beetle invasion. Right. It says here, what did the pilgrims bring with them on their famous Mayflower journey to America in 1620? The official record says the only animals on board were two dogs. But the poo tells us a different story. It turns out there were probably lots of six-legged stowaways on board. Beetles. How did scientists find out? In the
Yes. The pigeons have come to...
Still one of these chairs.
My wife and my other kid. All right, sorry.
Beetles. Beetles in the poo. This is actually quite an interesting book, Harry. Okay?
I see.
There. No one else. Do you want to sit here? That's all right. You forgot the coffee? That's all I wanted. Did he get us a juice?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about it then. I don't want it. I said, oh, what is it? Oh, strawberry tart. That sun is hot, by the way. Harry was leaning out the way of it.
Should we move that and move over?
Move what?
That umbrella.
Move the parasol?
Yeah.
Right, get up, son. Right. Right, come here. Right, get up. Come over here a minute.
So now you can carry your books in a bag. So if you move that over there, then you two can come back.
Here we go, come sit here. Your drink's here. Oh, what's a cookie? A star cookie? Here you go, here's a drink. Here, don't squeeze. Sarah, that's Ribena. Don't squeeze it. They've only got Ribena. The drink. Don't squeeze it. I'm telling you. You're squeezing it. You can't squeeze it. It'll come out the top. Just hold it gently. Don't squeeze it.
Let him drink some.
Right, drink some.
Harry, I got white icing.
I tell you what. Let's put it there.
All one word. Out.